One of the most difficult things that all of us have in life is to say, I like me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. One of the most difficult things we all have to say is, I like me. I like me should come the most simple, beautiful, harmonious phrase to our lips, because we should like ourselves. We should really like ourselves and really enjoy ourselves and really think that we're pretty wonderful because we're all we got. And a lot of people forget that. They forget that they're all they got. And if they're going to be mean and nasty, the rest of the world's going to shy away from them. If they're going to be unhappy to themselves, they're going to shy away from themselves. They don't want to be with themselves. They want to be with all the loudness, all the activity, all the busyness, all the things that are so going, you know. And the reason they want to be going is because they don't like to be with themselves. And this is what we do. We don't like to be with ourselves. And when we don't like to be with ourselves, then we have to run around with the gang. We have to run around with other people. We have to run around with other things to keep us busy. We got to go to shows, theaters. We got to go to the park. We got to go hunting. We got to go fishing. We got to go skating. We got to go to evening activities, afternoon activities. If we don't know how, and we don't like ourselves, what right do we think that we have to be parents? Because as a parent, do we teach our children to enjoy their own company? Mark's mother, my son, was away in the hospital for quite a little bit, and I had to teach Mark to enjoy his own company because I worked and many other things busy. And I always told Mark, I said, Mark, enjoy your own company. You're a wonderful person. You can do lots of things. You don't need to be running around with the gang all the time. You don't need to be running around with your friends and doing things just to keep busy, but just enjoy your own company. Then I said to him, what things do you like? What things do you like? He said, well, I like airplanes. I like drawing airplanes. I like doing this. I like doing that. I said, well, work on it. Let that be your friend, that you're working on your airplanes, you're drawing your airplanes, you're doing those things, you know. And within a short time, he was very happy when he was alone. And I said, well, what'd you do this afternoon? Well, he said, I came up with a new design, and I came up with a new attitude. And I said, well, where did you learn that? He said, my mind. He said, I was thinking about that, and I came up with that thought, and I like it. And I said, well, did you miss going out with your friends, you know? No. They come over here once in a while, and we talk, and we do things, but I've got my projects. I've got things that I like to do. I like being with me. I like my own attention. I like my own time. And I said, well, you're wonderful. You're really wonderful. And how many... I had to teach him that out of necessity, which, of course, I didn't have to teach him. I could have not done it and had him be out with his friends all the time and searching for amusement or activity. But what happened was all of his friends would always come to him. They always wanted to be around him because he was creative, imaginative, and he was interesting, and he was a delightful person to be with, and he had values, which were very important. He had values, and he would often say to his friends, now this is our house, and my dad doesn't allow anything in this house, you know. He doesn't allow smoking or drinking or this and that and the other thing. And they never did. And they respected him. Now, what do you think? What do you think about yourself? What if you had to be alone on a desert island for an indefinite time, you didn't know how long? You might be forever. I mean, you might die there. Big deal. And you might live there, too. Now, could you amuse yourself? could you be so happy with yourself as a person and think of creative things to do and think of happy things to amuse yourself? Could you enjoy being in your mind? Could you really like yourself? This is something very rare and very unique, because people just do not like themselves. And we see that by the plethora, by the tons and tons and tons and tons plethora of things to amuse them. We look at the internet. The internet has become a big entertainment center. We look at the theater. The theater was an entertainment center. Movies, the drama, the church. The church was an entertainment center. It was a place to go once a week, you know. And you didn't necessarily believe what the minister said, but he was amusing. And you were interested in how he was going to fill that hour of that Sunday, you know, what he was going to say that was going to be worth listening to, or whether you're going to say to yourself, I wonder if he really likes himself. And generally speaking, they do. The ministers like themselves because they've got to go into their own inner self and find something interesting to say to their people. Because most of the stuff over a period of time gets used up, and they have to make it interesting. And the ministers who make it interesting are the ministers who bring in the creativity of their congregation, who bring in the wonderful things that they have seen their congregation do during the week. Now, they could use names, but they don't have to. They just tell how the congregation likes itself, how they did a lovely thing for a neighbor, how they cared, how they were their brother's keeper. You know, the church likes to teach that. And that was wonderful. That was wonderful. Now, what about you? What about me? Do we like ourselves? Do we think we're pretty nice? Do we think that we're wonderful people that are happy and healthy and harmonious people? Do we think that we're the kind of people that are going to make the world into a better and more beautiful place? If we like ourselves, then that's what we do. But if we don't like ourselves, then what we do is we create for ourselves unhappiness around us. When we like ourselves, we create harmony, peace, and joy. We create all sorts of activities around us, and necessarily going out and doing something, it's being at home. How many parents take the time to train their children to like themselves, to really do things that like, oh, you're a naughty boy, oh, you're a naughty girl. And, you know, that's the first thing that comes to our mind. And the first thing that should come to our mind is, oh, you're so creative. Oh, you're so wonderful. You're a genius. You're always doing something nice for your mother and your father. You're always doing something nice for each other. But you're always doing something nice for yourself. Oh, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. And as we carry out this, rather than the vituperative getting angry at them, if we carry out the idea of, hey, you're a good kid. You're a wonderful kid. I love you. I love you. I love you. You're fantastic. Oh, you make me so proud. And the kid gets better and better, and the parent gets better and better. Because for the parent to see good in the children means they have to have first seen good in themselves. And when a parent sees good in themselves first, and then in the children, it makes a very happy family and a very happy world. So when we can learn to say, in this world and in this life, I like me, when we can learn to say that there now is peace on earth, and it began with me, and that peace is with my neighbor, that peace is with myself, that peace is with my children, that peace is with my spouse, that peace is with the people that I deal with every day. When we can say that, wow, do we live in a wonderful, glorious, fantastic world filled with peace and filled with joy and filled with love? Yeah. How many of you have done that? You say, I like me when you get up in the morning. I like me, I like me, I like me. You say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. You say, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. And then fall back to sleep again. But you want to get up with a song in your heart, love for yourself in your heart, and joy and peace in your heart. And when you do that, magic takes place in your life. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.